This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Ballin'! What are we talking about today? Today, my friends, we are going to be discussing the power of idea juicing. How to get your best ideas via the 80-20 principle. So, let's dive right in. So back in the 1930s, a fellow named Norman Walker wanted to figure out how he could get the best, most vital nutrients out of his plants and fruits and vegetables and get them into his body without having to eat like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pounds of vegetables a day. And so after tinkering around in his lab for a while, he discovered that 80% of a vegetable's nutrients could be found in 20% of the vegetable. But the question was, how could he tap into it, right? Instead of having to sit down and eat all those vegetables, pounds and pounds of veggies a day to get the juice, to get the nutrition, he wanted to get it faster. He wanted to get the good stuff. And so he did that by pressing and mashing and squeezing the nutritious juices out of the fruits and veggies. Alas, what we now call the juicer was invented. Now, Walker's earliest iterations of the juicer looked kind of like a cross between a Vitamix and a panini machine. Like, they were super duper ugly, very ugly. And back then, if you wanted to get that vital nutrition and the juice into your body, you were going to have to work hard for it, right? You'd have to beat the living daylights out of any given portion of veggies until they looked like cubes and then press down on those portions until nearly every ounce of juice was squeezed out into your glass. And in the end, you'd have a beautiful green glass of juice. But you'd also have a heck of a lot of pulp left over after all that work. Now, let's fast forward a handful of decades into the 21st century. Juicers come a long way since Norman's day, but you know what hasn't changed one bit? There's still a lot of pulp left over after you're done juicing all those fruits and vegetables. The process may have gotten a lot quicker thanks to all these new swanky juicers out there, but when it's all said and done, you're still left with the same nutritious glass of green juice that Norman had to bust his ass to fill back when he first invented the juicer. And in short, once you're done extracting the juice, here's what you're left with. 80% pulp, 20% nutritious juice. Now, your own ideas, whether in business or in life, are going to be the same exact thing. And that's the point of this entire episode. 80% of them will probably be junk, aka pulp. 20% of them will be the life-changing, game-changing breakthroughs or money-making business ideas, aka the nutritious juice. See what I'm getting at here? Your greatest ideas are hidden in lots and lots, a lot of pulp. Your greatest ideas are hidden in a lot of pulp. Now, in his book, The 80-20 Principle, Richard Koch tells us that the 80-20 Principle asserts that a minority of causes, inputs, or effort usually lead to a majority of the results, outputs, or rewards. And that right there is the essence of understanding how to use 80-20 to your advantage. Understanding that the majority of results flow from the minority of ideas and actions. Bottom line, you can't get to the juice unless you first get past all the pulp. Regardless of what you do in your life, your business, your career, it's important to remember to look for the highest leverage activities and ideas, which you can do by putting the 80-20 principle into action. You can do it with your ideas. Bear in mind that sometimes it takes longer to sift through the things that you should not do or the ideas that you should not take action on, aka low leverage activities and bad ideas. That is the pulp, right? But when you identify your one most powerful priority or your one most powerful idea in any given moment and then see it through until it's actually done, you're setting yourself up for success nearly every single time. Alfred Hitchcock once said that ideas come from everywhere. And if we want to enjoy the juiciest ones, it's important that we always push past the pulp so we can enjoy the juice. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.